Acting Palestinian Authority Mahmoud Abbas has once again warned against Israel's illegal settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories. Abbas has threatened to take diplomatic and legal action against what he calls the cancer of Israeli settlement building. He said that Palestine will use its rights as a UN observer to stop Israel's expansionist agenda. The statements came ahead of a visit to the Middle East by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, which begins on Wednesday. Kerry is making the trip in order to try to convince Israel and the Palestinian Authority to agree on a framework for the so-called peace talks. Tel Aviv's refusal to stop building settlements is one of the stumbling blocks for the U.S. brokered direct talks. The international community has long viewed Israeli settlements as illegal. Let's talk to E. Michael Jones, editor of Culture Wars magazine, joining us from Indiana. Welcome, sir. Mr. Jones, first of all, just how serious is Mahmoud Abbas in his words, in his threatening words? And, of course, how much is there that he can do?
Well, I think you have to go back to the understanding of the creation of Israel. The creation of Israel, there's a form here, what Plato would call a form, a principle that guides the whole country and its development. And Israel was created by theft of land, by Poles who couldn't speak Hebrew, Yiddish-speaking Poles who showed up with machine guns, fired on innocent children, and stole the property from the natives. So if that's your founding principle, how are you going to argue about expanding that principle or following that principle to its logical conclusion, which is basically taking more and more land from the Palestinians? I don't understand how that's supposed to work.
But I mean, the fact that Palestine is now a UN observer, how much would that help it to approach this case legally?
I think you need a reevaluation of the whole strategy of dealing with Israel in terms of its progressive encroachment on Palestinian lands. And I'm not exactly sure how that would come about, but I mean, this bit by bit negotiation of, well, don't do this, or we'll pull back here and then we'll expand there, it hasn't worked. You need a reevaluation of a country that was based on ethnic cleansing, on murder, and on theft of land to begin with. Just to give you some indication of this, Jacob Namor, a Palestinian Catholic, just wrote a memoir about a year ago about his experiences there. This is an ancient family that lived in Jerusalem for centuries. They had a whole neighborhood named after them, and he was dispossessed, and no one even talks about this as the beginning, this theft as the beginning of the Zionist entity there in Palestine. So unless we, it seems to me that you have to deal with these basic facts in order to put any negotiation in its proper perspective.
And the very interesting part is that with regards to the settlements, we're seeing that the land, the character of the land is changing gradually. So at the end of the day, what is left for the Palestinians?
Nothing. They're going to be, the whole program of ethnic cleansing is part of the constitution of the state of Israel. They back off, they soft pedal it, but that's the whole point of that's the whole point of Zionism. It is this kind of racist appropriation of other people's land, and unless you address that, I just don't see the point of these piecemeal negotiations.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time being. Many thanks there to Michael Jones, editor of Culture Wars magazine from Indiana. As always, thanks for your time there, sir.